welcome into the Honey Badgers podcast. Hi, Honey Badgers.
What up?
Yeah. Hi.
This is just a bunch of guys who sit around and talk. And we're missing two this week. One of them said they can't make it. Thank you, Francis. The other one, we haven't heard from. So,
which is normal.
Hope he's okay.
We hope he's alive. Adrian, Classic. We love you. I'm not sure he's ever listened or is going to listen to this. Although I did talk to Renuka. Renuka came out here. Renuka is Adrian's spouse. She came out to Florida a couple weeks ago. And we talked to her and she said that her daughter was listening, Sophia. And she was laughing. She was laughing at my story about crapping my pants. So that's a great compliment, I'd say.
I think we got quite a few listens, however you say that in podcast terms. But I know my whole family did. Yeah, I got a kick out of it.
Good.
Got some good reviews. So,
my family listening.
Yeah.
Your family listened as well, Chase?
Yes, and my wife's been passing it to her family, so it's getting out there.
That is so cool. See,
I don't think anybody in my family, Stephanie, maybe listened.
She probably heard it, yeah.
I'm assuming she did. She always, I think she was listening right away.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming she definitely listened, but that's about it. Nobody else. My brother's mom is like, oh, yeah, I have my own podcast. Yeah. I'm not listening to yours.
Right. Well, that's most people, right? I have my own band. I'm not coming to your band. That's just the way it goes. But so did you guys listen?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah. What were your thoughts?
It was weird to hear myself talk. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought we were okay. It was entertaining. Yeah.
Good stories.
Yeah.
I agree. I thought our stories were great. Chase, I thought yours was really funny. I think it all went really well. I was a little bit upset with myself for cussing as much as I did. I thought we were at another, Badger event where I could just, cuss like I normally do. But on the airwaves, I don't really like hearing it. So
interesting.
But that's me being critical of myself.
I didn't feel like it was too much, Jason. I think you were fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support, David. So I wanted to say something. I started to mention it the beginning of the last show and then it didn't go anywhere, but where did the Honey Badgers name come from?
Oh, I can tell you.
Please.
So that started, me, Adrian, and Francis. That was on the shipping dock. That was one of our boring days that it originated from what we did at work when we had, downtime in quotation marks. We just would look at stuff or random things on the internet or make up games or we found ways to fill our time. This particular day, it was a popular YouTube video about the guy with the honey badger and the honey badger doesn't care. It takes what it wants and all this other stuff. And Francis, you know how Francis is, right? When he gets something, he just kind of runs with it like to the fullest degree. That's just what he does. So he was, I can't remember if this was over one day or a period of days, but he just kept bringing it up. And then at the same time, we had been talking about we need to get this group together, right? That we can do trips. And we were kind of building the group, if you will, at the time. And we're like, that's it. We're the Honey Badgers. Just kind of stuck.
Kind of clicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who was part of the original Honey Badgers? I don't know if I was originally, but who was?
You were.
What? Okay.
The original four was me, you, Adrian, and Francis.
Okay. Right.
And then Chase got brought in pretty quick on the very first trip. David, we tried to bring in, but he had to go to Chicago that trip. Remember?
And I was always doing something.
Yeah.
The first two trips were that. Right. I had something going on that same weekend.
Which is still kind of what happens with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephanie plans your life.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. She does. She plans it. If I don't speak up or remember something, then next thing you know, we have something going on. And then again. And it's
like
this month alone has been three back-to-back weekends. I'm like, can we just do nothing?
Yeah, that's the joke that I'm like, hey, if somebody wants to know what David's doing, ask Stephanie. Yep. It's all in fun, of course. I think David, one of the trips you were doing is you guys used to do an annual stagecoach thing, and it kind of coincided at the same time with our trip. And this year, I'm not doing it. I know that you guys are. So, what are you guys doing? And I can't wait to hear about it.
You want me to go?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we are doing camping. We're going to have just a weekend trip, 3 days, two nights, pretty quick. We're going to go to Palm Desert, which is just outside of Palm Springs, right? Yeah. 15, 20 miles or so from them. Maybe not even that far. We all got trailers now. Me, David, and Adrian got a truck to tow. I know David's still kind of up in the air if he's even going to make it or not, or partial trip or not. But either way, we're going to get at least a couple sites and we're just going to go have a little quick trip. The intent of this is to keep the tradition going. And that's really what we want it. Even if one or two members or whatever can't make it, then, you know, we at least had our annual trip. So this year, Palm Desert, we got a nice spot, man. It's a pretty bougie campsite with a pool and grass everywhere. There's golf courses all around. It'll be quick, but we plan on having fun.
All right. Well, it does sound like fun. I apologize. I'm not making it as I mentioned. It's a weird year because maybe if you guys ever do something like we did. I mean, obviously we moved really far away, so that's a little bit different. If you don't move as far away, it's a little easier to do things. But I this year was like I want to just kind of settle in and get a little more of a rhythm kind of out here. You know, it was. The first year you miss home, you miss all that stuff. You want to go back. And then after like, I don't know, I got into the second year and I'm like, I just kind of want to hang out. I'm building some momentum with these bands. And then we had some other financial goals and stuff like that. So for me, it was just like, I really couldn't see myself going back there. Plus there's some other things too. Like my grandma's not doing well. And I just have a feeling I'm going to end up in California this year for some reason. Right. I just can't make several trips out there, and it's true. I did hear that she was in an accident, four days ago or something like that, a driving accident. She's still driving in her 90s. And I just have a feeling it's either my uncle or my grandma, something's going to come up and I'm going to end up in California this year for some reason. So I just
figured everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, hopefully, but you know, it's one of those things. I mean, it happens, right? I mean, it's part of life, but so you may end up seeing me anyway.
Always got a place to stay. You know that.
I know. I'm glad you guys are doing it though. I think you're absolutely right. We need to keep the tradition alive for sure. So we do this one thing, right? But I want to start, I know you guys wanted to talk about your camping trip. You just got back from one as of today, right? You and David, Steve and David.
Yeah. Oh, just a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I know how that feels, man. I get back from a camping trip. I don't want to do shit. I don't want to do anything.
I took a shower and I'm like, oh, now we have the podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Can we push it a day? You know, that's the thought. And I was like, no, because everyone works and Chase works nights and it's not going to work.
It's not. So. And what Steve did the smart thing, Steve did the thing that I always do. Mindy and I always would do that. We take the next day off. You need that break to recover sort of from a camping trip. But I want to start a new thing, right? So we're going to do our one thing. Did you guys think about a one thing? You can share whatever you want as we go around the room. So just think of something as it gets to you. We'll start with, I'll start this one, then Steve, and then we'll go Chase, and then you, David. And if something comes up as you go around, like I changed my story when I heard Adrian's, I shared my poop story because of Adrian's story, but I wanted to share a new topic. I think this one will be kind of fun. I'm going to call it one story because I don't know why I'm doing the one thing, but one story. But this is a story that you tell that is about one of the other Badgers. Okay. So it has to be with one of the other Badgers. So next week, next time we do the podcast, someone else can share it. So this is my one story. And I don't remember exactly what was being discussed, but this was a work-related story. And I'm sitting...
I can already narrow it down.
I'm sitting across from my new friend, my new best friend. And we work in the same group, and this was a little bit larger version of my friend. He was in the 300 pound range at this point, but he was trying to change his diet. And I think we were having a diet related discussion. I think if I remember correctly, you might be able to help me with this, friend.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't really agree on the topic, and you know me, I like to argue. And so does Steve. And so the debate didn't go well. And so when break was over, Steve gets up first, he walks around the table, he picks up my lunchbox and throws it 30 feet into the air. I don't know how high you threw it in the air.
It was pretty close to that.
It was so high in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it lands. And my only comment to him was, you remember my comment?
I do. As I was walking away, I'll tell you how I remember it. It might be a little different.
Please.
As I was walking away after I threw it, cause I threw it and walked and it took a couple seconds to fall down, and he goes, I hope you didn't break the glass in there. Right. Yeah.
I said, you're lucky there wasn't any glass in there. I said, you're lucky.
There wasn't any glass.
Yeah. Cause what am I going to do? What am I going to do to you?
That was funny. Yes.
Yeah, that's when I knew we were good friends. We fought like brothers. What
was
the thing
that was it a build that made you get like enough that you just threw it, or was it one comment and then you're like,
so I'm you done. Guys know Jason. He has like that antagonistic approach at times, right? He'll keep digging at you.
Yeah, of course.
And it didn't matter what I said; it was going to be wrong in his eyes, and probably same for me because we're kind of similar in that way. We can both be antagonists. And anyway, just to shut him up, I was like, "All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna throw his box in the air." I just grabbed it and chucked it high. Man.
It was so high in the air. I was like, "What the hell?"
You're lucky there wasn't any glass in there. Yeah, I was even laughing when I walked away. It was great.
Oh, that was funny. You know, that's when I knew we were like boys, right? Because we would get into some pretty big arguments. You know, he would call me fuck face all the time, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. But it was an enduring term for him, but for me, it wasn't. I didn't want to be fuck face.
Can you call me something else? I remember one time we were putting those tiles away, right, in that room, yep. And you got mad at me because I was being friendly. Like, I wasn't trying to piss you off, which was the funny part. And then he got really hot, and I was like, oh, I pushed a button. I was like, I didn't mean to, man. I just kind of walked away, I think, there too. But we were figuring each other out.
Yeah, and you know, of course, you get rid of your buttons, you know, as you get older, right? I don't have very many of those buttons anymore, but I certainly had them at the time when we worked together. But we that was when I knew we were like going to be good friends. I don't know why that is. We're like brothers, right? Kind of nitpicking at each other. So
because it was the very next day. Actually, it wasn't even the next day. It was like an hour later. We just started working and talking about something else like it never even happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally bad.
So those of you who listen, stay tuned for stories like that. I want to hear stories about, you know, you and Chase, Steve, you know, David, and maybe David and I have some good interactions, even some stuff that's happened recently.
You just reminded me when I might actually end up telling it.
Yeah. I mean, if we have some time left on this one, feel free. Do you guys have a one thing, a story like we did last time, anything that you can think of that happened? Yeah, no, to your
story, this is kind of a conversation piece for everybody, because we're all somewhat the same age, really. I mean, we're all in our 40s, we're getting a little older. Mm-hmm. And this, so I don't know what age it is it hits, but I remember at 33 in particular there was like a change in my body, and I had been losing weight at that point already too, but still you hit like a different gear and it's like, oh man, getting older. You can feel it, sore longer, whatever happens. Yep. Well, I've hit another gear, right? I'm 44 now. And I feel like in the last year, like random stuff. Here's the most recent one. Went and played golf on Friday where we were camping. Come back the next day. It's like my collarbone, my shoulder. Why is it hurt? I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. And still, I'm like, every time I take a deep breath, I'm like, oh my God, what is that? What even happened? Sometimes it's just random, just walking around and all of a sudden my knees tweaked, right? And like to the point, so actually just last week it was my lower back, and I never, ever had back problems, ever, right? And I kind of tweaked and I was like, oh man, what's going on? So I know you guys have got to have these kind
of
things.
Oh, of course.
Have you hit another gear yet is my question.
I think I hit it maybe just between now and 40, obviously, I feel like is when it actually hit. But I don't know. I couldn't tell you like, oh, 41, 42. I just all of a sudden started feeling. I mean, again, I'm still sore from golf. I mean, I haven't played golf in since August. So it's been a while. But
and we had a cart, by the way. So it's not like we walked the same.
Why am I? It's my shoulder, my ribs. I'm like, oh, why did I do that to myself?
I think I hit that about 30. Like, ain't no joke. Like, I have so many ailments. I seriously feel like I'm 90. And I don't think it's getting any better. I don't think it has anything to do with my weight. It's just...
Yeah, but from 30 to 40, don't you feel the difference?
It's even worse.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you hit another one. The 30 gear, then the 40 gear.
So Jason, your J money over here is about to push.
Damn.
The other number.
He's about to get one more.
How you feeling?
You're exactly right. Okay, so it started with my eyesight. Like, I'm like, never, never am I going to have to wear glasses. Never. And it's only really the last couple years where I have to wear them all the time now. It started around Francis's wedding. I'm like, dude, I got to wear glasses. Like, if you see the pictures at Francis's wedding, I'm wearing glasses like that. That's, and that was a couple years ago. So it started with that. I guess, you know, I still don't really have a lot of those aches and pains. I do have a little bit more lower back pain from drumming, actually. But I noticed, like, okay, it's really tough. Like when the gigs that we play are from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., dude. And at the end of that gig, you got to break all your stuff down. Last night, I'm like, man, I'm driving home. I'm like, I am so tired. And I think anybody would be tired, but I'm way more tired than I ever used to be.
Oh, yeah. 1 a.m.
You used to go to after parties, and now you can't, you're like, nope. I don't even know if I can get the stuff back in the vehicle.
Yeah. Exactly. 1 a.m. takes on a whole new meaning at this age, for sure.
It's brutal. I have a whole new rule. Like, there was one gig where I think I had 3 beers, and then the last set, I lost motor function. I'm like, why is my leg not able to do the normal stuff and my arm? I'm like, I'm totally jacking these songs up. So now I don't drink. I just drink water. I'm like, Mr. Like, keep it cool. I want to be able to play the gig. And last night, that last set, I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm yawning. Like, I'm not gonna be able to get through this set. But it would be even worse if I actually had something to drink. So I'm just super.
You mean because, yeah. The alcohol threw you out of whack a little bit?
Yeah, it combined that with being tired, and now you just can't play. I mean, drums are full body, you know?
How many times did you drop a stick?
Last night I did drop a stick twice, but that happens all the time. Yeah, I mean, people drop picks. It's part of the, you know, it's part of the game. You come up and the cymbal's in your way and your stick flies out of your hand. You just have
just more tired would happen more often. That's all.
Yeah. I'm just way more tired than I was when I was younger gigging like this. Yeah. Way more tired. I'm not as sore, but okay. So one other thing that's happening, bro, this is getting my forehead's getting a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine too. A little.
Mine too. It's getting a little.
Well, you heard the conversation in the last podcast.
I am not happy about it because I've always had a good head of hair. But whatever, you got to do what you got to do. It is what it is. But you're absolutely right, Steve. When I'm playing pickleball regularly, which I haven't in a while, I couldn't do it as much. I'd get a little sore in places I shouldn't be. You know, I think I'm a young kid. Doesn't work.
You know, what's funny is at least that's explainable. Golf. Okay. Hey, I golf all the time, but you shouldn't. And I shouldn't be sore, but for some reason I am. But that's a little bit explainable. It's the ones when you wake up, you're like, I don't even know what I did.
Yeah.
My knee is jacked up. Yeah. I can't walk right. What did I do? I walked everywhere else before that. I was fine. What did I do? That's the one that is weird when you get older. You don't know why you're hurt.
I know it's an obvious thing, right? Everybody ages and you know the signs of aging. Everyone sees it. Yep. It's there. It's very visible, but it's so gradual as you're going through it. That when you are going through it and you start to notice those things, man, you're like, oh, this kind of sucks.
It also feels a weird kind of tie into that little subject is as other things around you feel old, and then stuff like everyone feels all these youngins are now feeling like they're, you know, they're in their 20s now, and you're like, they seem so different.
Yes.
It felt like all of a sudden I went for, like, even actors that I grew up watching all of a sudden are now old. Like, you know, look at Brad Pitt, who's in his 50s. You're like, when did he just all of a sudden become an old man? Yeah. It's really weird when it just feels like it's like that. And all these people are old.
Well, and I love how they generalize or name generations, right? Because it totally makes sense. Because as your generation progresses, you're just so different from the future generations.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know? And I think we're like every other previous generation where they were like, oh my God, I could never be like those kids. And
when I was your age.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
I look at them now and I think they're weird.
Well, yeah. We could never play video games all day like they do now because the video games were like the same level over and over again. It was the same thing. You just got a little slightly faster.
Couldn't even save the progress.
Yeah. If you died, it was game over.
Yeah.
Out all over.
Had cheat codes to get more men. More lives. It's even weirder, guys. Think about this. Well, you know, it happens at work. Okay. So you're working with people that are, they could be your kid. I mean, that's the thing that's crazy, but this is even weirder. I'm in two bands where, well, and I, this is another side of the spectrum is really interesting. I'm in three bands, two of them with kids, I could be their dad. I mean, there's two of them that are in their early 20s, 24 years old, and I could be their dad, right? And then I'm in another band with a guy who could be my dad. He's like 71 years old.
Still playing.
It's so wild. So that's the one thing about music, that it's there's no age to it. There's no generation to it. You know, people love music mutually, right? So that's kind of the cool thing about music. But it is weird at work, you know. But I was going to say to you, Steve, something that you said. It is gradual, but then when you get to a certain point, it's less gradual. You start to see it more quickly. I mean, things start to fail that you're like, that never was going to happen. So I think you start to see your age after you get past maybe 40, 45, you're like, oof, I am starting to see it a little bit more. But when you're young, you can do whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Gray hairs, everything.
Yep.
It's weird.
It's pretty wild.
What about it?
I was just thinking of no hair, gray hair.
No hair.
It's no hair on your head and more hair everywhere else.
Yeah, hair in places you never had.
That's true.
Why is it coming out of my ear? Yeah. Out.
It's a random one. Just one.
It's starting to turn into Velios.
That's such a pet peeve of mine too, and I got it so bad. I trim it every single week. I hate your hair.
Well, it's actually a superpower. You should just let it grow. And you'll be able to hear...
Yeah,
people downstairs right now, and
it's true.
And you'll be able to hear Jason even if he's not on the mic. It's crazy.
Yep, that's true. Well, I'll share another one thing if you want. This is, to go kind of off of what we did before. I got a couple of them I can share with you, but here's one. I took Blue for a run. I don't know if you've ever experienced. So Blue's my dog. I don't know if you've ever experienced. David has. Blue gets pretty excited around other dogs. He's literally an asshole. He wants to run towards the dogs. And so I try to avoid dogs whenever I do anything. Like if I see a dog, I turn around. I have a route around here where I know there's no dogs. I take that route every time. But I have this little thing where he's hooked up to the bike, right? And he can run along with me. And this particular day I took a route I shouldn't have taken. So I went right outside of my house instead of left. And there's this little little shit dog that's out front and likes to bark at Blue. So I take the ride out the thing and we're going and the dog starts barking at Blue and Blue's pulling to go over there. And I try to grab Blue and I'm trying to hang on to him. And he starts to turn around and go back the other way. I don't know how this happened. I don't know if I hit the front brake. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, Blue's turned the other way. I'm trying to pull him and I just bail, dude. I crash into the neighbor's lawn. I hit my glasses were off my face. I hit my head. I scratched my knee. I fucked myself up. I get up. The bike is the front tire is completely turned the other way from the handlebars.
That's great.
All right. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even know how it happened. How did this happen?
You, bro, you got irate.
I was so pissed.
Yeah.
But I couldn't show it. Couldn't show it because there was neighbors over here. They saw the whole thing. There was neighbors behind me that saw the whole thing. Oh, I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God.
Camera.
Oh yeah.
They've watched that video quite often.
That would be great.
I wouldn't be surprised if that video is posted somewhere.
I would
watch our neighbor just eat shit.
I would love to have the footage to see how it happened. I don't know how it happened. What an asshole.
Probably got tangled up in the tire.
I'll tell you it happened quickly.
That's how it happened. Very quickly. I'm glad it happened on the grass. I'm glad I landed on their grass, dude. If I landed in the middle of the street, it would have not been good. It would have not been good. But anyway, I haven't crashed on a bike in I don't know how long. So there's old people shit right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's my one thing. So hope you liked that.
That's funny.
And it's a good story. I like it.
I have crashed on a bike. It's been years though, but I did it in my older years. And you just kind of forget that you're not as agile as you were before. Mm-hmm.
I did it when I was a kid. I crashed so much when I was a kid. Isn't that even funny? I hit a jump. We all kept hitting the same jump over and over again. Nobody's doing nothing. And out of nowhere, I hit the jump and it springs me 10 feet further than we would all jump. And I land. I was like, I'm not going to hit that car. I'm not going to in the air. I had to bail midair. Midair. Had to bail this bike.
Bike hit the car?
Bike hit the car.
Oh.
And it was... I don't know how. None of us were getting nowhere near that guy. So somehow it sprung me like the wood, like
almost had
shot a little, me forward or something.
Almost had a little twerp run into my truck camping. Remember with the little scooter or something?
Oof.
I didn't see it.
I caught the kid like getting back on the bike. I didn't see him get anywhere near your truck.
Yeah, there's a few witnesses that were like, oh man, that kid almost nailed your truck with a scooter. And I was like, shaking my head.
You would have been dead. So speaking of camping, where did you, I know you went to Pismo, but where did you go in Pismo? What place?
You've been there, Jason. We actually camped there together once.
Yeah, it's on the right on the dunes. It's called Pacific Dunes Ranch.
Oh yeah. I like that place. That's nice.
It's a place that they had horseback riding if you wanted, which it was closed right now. But yeah, and then you can walk under the dunes.
Did you do the dunes? We walked
out there, but I was just there in January, and in January they had a lot of rain very recently on those dunes, and even while we were there, so they were easy to slide. We had a sled, we slid down them. Walking on it was easy because the sand was just firmer, I guess, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. This time around, at least because we went out, was it Friday? Thursday night? I don't remember. Friday night. We went out there and it was totally different. It hadn't rained yet. The rain was coming Friday night, Saturday. So Friday evening, we went out to go check out the sunset. It was just super soft. I couldn't even go down the dunes mm-hmm. in the slide. You would just get stuck, you know?
Yeah, he'd get about half, like not even halfway down and just
like brakes on it. So it was very, very different, but still it's beautiful. It is. It's really cool to have that. It's very unique, I would say, to California.
Totally.
To the hilly type of dunes, and then you got the ocean background, and it was really cloudy, but you still had the sun coming through, setting down. One of the many beautiful perks to California.
100%. It's kind of crazy. There's not any place really like that until you get to like, what do you call that? Glamis area, but that's like all desert, all dunes.
Yep.
This is a beach that just, the beach never ends. It just starts turning into sand dunes.
And you can Google Maps it. It's huge. I mean, when you look at California and you look at that San Luis Obispo area, it's very obvious where it's at. You can just see it. Boom.
Huge.
It's in the most random spot, but it's really cool. Really fun. You heard a lot of dirt bikes out there.
Yep. Yeah. That's where they like to go. We actually one time with Blue in the middle of summer, walked from that place to the beach. All the way to the beach. It's fucking far. I don't know if you did that.
That's a trek.
And then we're like, you tried. Yeah. It's far, right? So you're like, oh, nope. Turning back is what
exactly
you should
what happened.
Yeah. Well, we didn't turn
funny
back.
Story real quick on that. If you don't mind me jumping
go for
in, because
go for it.
We had golf that day and I had kind of stopped drinking for a couple months. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had a couple here and there. Super Bowl when my team won, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to talk about that too. Yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit.
But anyway, so I drank that day golfing a lot, had a lot of fun, but we go out to the dunes and I was with Layla, my daughter. And I'm like, let's go all the way to the beach. We got this. And Lexi's with us, right? The dog. So she's following and we're heading out and we pass the group. We go to the very farthest dune and we're like, let's just go. So we start walking and we're going for like, I don't know, 200-300 yards. And I look at her and I'm like, it feels like we're further away. We're walking towards the beach and we're no closer to it. I'm like, we're not going to make it, right? So anyway, turn around, hightail back. They're already back at the campsite. I'll shorten this up. Quick story. That evening in bed, sleeping, man, I cramped up so bad. And in the worst spot, inner thighs, both of them, right? So painful. So painful. Talk about getting older. But the combination of being dehydrated and running those dunes, which was quite a workout on top of it all. Oh man, it was the worst cramps I've ever had that night. So bad.
I didn't have the cramp issue, but I was breathing heavy when we got out of the dunes. I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my God. The whole time I'm like, water, water. Like we were just lost in a desert somewhere.
Yeah.
And we took our dogs and Fitz's short legs. We went down one of the sand dunes as we're leaving and he just face full of dirt. He comes up, he looks at me, his nose is no longer black. It was tan. He got a face and he's just sneezing out dirt. Oh, it was hilarious. We had to go back and rinse him off in our shower. He was so covered in sand.
Yeah.
Our other dog, the little puppy, no problems. No problem. But him, sunk in, face full of dirt.
What were you going to say, Jason?
Well, my story is similar. So we decided to go for it. Why not? Let's see if we can get there. And we did. We went all the way there. It was a long ways to the point where when we got there, we stuck around a little while at the beach. And then we decided, well, let's try to find a shortcut back. There's got to be a quicker way back. Well, that was a mistake, right? We tried to find this way back. Oh my God. We went through all this shrubbery and all this stuff until we actually ended up getting in the dunes. And then when we got into the dunes, it was so far. Blue was exhausted. He needed water. He was exhausted. We didn't bring water for him. We were starting to drag him. We're like, oh my God, we're not going to make it back. And we were stuck in the middle between the campsite and the beach. You could see nothing else but dunes, man. I thought I was in the Sahara Desert. And it was like 80 that day. It was like 80 or 85 and a little bit of humidity in the air. So we were so hot. I was like, oh, we're never going to make it back. There was this moment where like, we're never going to make it.
I think what's so deceiving about it, Jason, is that when you stand on the dunes, I mean, obviously the ocean's huge, right? So you got this mammoth thing behind here that kind of dwarfs what you think you're perception of it is to get to it, and it's just not. It's just far. It just is.
Really, well, it's far. a lot of steps because you're going up and then down and then back and up. And so it's not just a flat to there, right? It's up and down. So
and it's in sand, worse. Which is even worse. So you're working that much harder too. And Blue was working that much harder. He was in four legs. He's got the advantage, but he was done, dude. He was done. He was gonna lay down on the dunes. That was it. I was like, am I going to have to drag this dog? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh yeah. I had to carry Fitz for the last like 100 feet. He was not walking anymore. He laid down.
It's crazy.
I just beat him up.
Sorry, Chase. I know we're excluding you on that conversation, but
have you been to Pismo, Chase?
I've been to Pismo, but I think the only thing we do is we took a Hummer out on the dunes.
Oh yeah.
Rented one of those and
I'll see you were there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was Jared's wedding. We went out there and went to the dunes out there. It was pretty cool.
Jared, a friend of yours?
Yeah. Childhood. Well,
nude beach you went to again?
So nude. It was a Hummer.
I would have been okay with it. No kids around. Cool.
Nude beach.
So I can't wait to get Chase out camping because we used to go as kids in tents. And so
did you say it was intense?
Exactly. No one laughed at my text.
I know. Intense. I knew exactly what it was. You beat me to it. I was going to say the same shit. I was going to like, this is a David joke. Yeah, I was going to say the same shit.
I was like, David, no one commented. Wasn't this great? He laughed.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the very first time we took our trailer out in October, it was funny because we went by like where the tent campsites area were, and everyone joked that those were the homeless people. And I'm just laughing because now having a trailer, like I understand, I'm like, oh my God, I would never go back to a tent. I couldn't. Like, it's just great. And now that I've done it a few times, it's like, man, I want to keep going because it's, you kind of get a bug almost that bites you with it. And it's just so much fun. I can't wait to get Chase into the trailer. So it'd be a good time.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your trailer?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, I love, so it's little things, right? That I guess I still enjoy in the trailer, and it's a bed, first of all, which is just great. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, creature or comfort. What did he say that?
Creature comforts.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Warm water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love that. The electricity, the TV.
If you need a shower.
The shower's fantastic. Oh my God. It's great. You know, I got a little outdoor kitchen set up, the awning, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, I love it.
That's absolutely awesome. Love it. Good for you. I'm glad.
He's got one that's kind of easy though. He's got like, you know, no manual, anything.
Of course.
It's an electric awning. I'm like, yeah, I have to do it the old way on mine.
Same.
And now my awning's completely ripped, so I can't even use it.
Oh, really?
We have to replace it. Yeah.
That's the funny thing about California, man. It's different everywhere, right? Here I think it's a little worse because everything gets just fucking gross. It gets moldy and green and right. So that sucks because you got to constantly, I mean, it's every year you got to do something about it. You got to clean everything off. California though, the sun is so brutal, man. It will fuck shit up. I mean, it sits out there in the sun and it's going to get shredded just by sitting in the sun. You know?
Yes. Sun, especially out here in the
south. Then you have it. Now it's brittle from the sun, and then the wind just destroys them,
shreds it. Well, that's too bad. And now I got to, you know, and that's an older trailer, so it's to be expected. But when
Steph and I had kind of had a conversation about possibly getting a newer one, so
good.
That might be,
good. You should. Yeah. When I opened mine, I just got mold. I'm like, fuck, what is mold? We had mold growing inside of our trailer. What's that?
I said, we've never, I mean, I'm not familiar with that, right? Because out here it's so dry, you know, we never have mold issues.
Yeah, I think
if you don't open your fridge after camping, you'll have mold. It's
disgusting.
There.
Oh, I didn't open it.
Yeah, you got to go back and open it then.
Oh, okay.
Got to crack it.
Always open. When you turn it off, you crack it and leave it open. Like we leave a towel so it can't close. And that way, because if you leave it closed, you'll come back and it'll be completely covered in mold.
Thanks for the tip.
Yes, it will. It'll be gross.
I would have told you earlier today, but it's all right.
Well, we're going in about a month anyway, a month and a half. So,
where are you guys going next? Oh, that's right. The trip coming up.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Emerald something.
I got nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. Palm Desert. We'll send you pictures.
All right. So I have a question for you. This is going to be my other one thing. I'm going to have plenty of one things. I'm just going to keep the one things going.
This is like the fourth thing.
It is the fourth thing.
Chase is next. Okay. After this.
Chase, go ahead. You got one thing? Do you have a one thing to share? Have you thought about it?
Did you come prepared? Did you do your homework?
No.
Okay.
Because nobody said what it was about. That's just right. One thing.
But just remember next time, think about a one thing.
I do have one story since we were talking about like us in our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Story about Steve. You know, me and Steve been friends for
the longest
30 plus years.
I was 10 when I met this guy.
32 years, 33, something like that. But anyways, so talk about camping. We went on a camping trip, and this was for the summer for our youth group in church. And I always thought Steve's mom didn't care too much for me. Like she was always like a mother, but I think she always felt like I was a bad influence, and I, you know, did certain things where, you know, I felt like she didn't want me around Steve or Steve around me. And so we go out to the lake and we're speeding around on these rafts. And there was two lines out and each of us on a raft, and we would have these little raft wars and try and knock off each other off the raft. So it's me and Steve out there just bumping into each other, trying to knock each other off. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get you. So I grabbed his rope and I started shaking him, and he wouldn't fall off. I was like, all right, you ain't going to fall off. I dipped that shit right underneath the water, and he goes underneath the water with it. This dude lets go, and I was like, I got him. And I turn around and I see him choking. Help! Help! Just sitting there. Trying to flail in the water, and I'm just like, oh my god, dude. I was like, I'm gonna kill Steve. And the only thing I'm thinking about was his mom. Like, his mom's gonna kill me. Like, I killed her son, now she's gonna kill me. So of course, you know, being the friend I am, I swim over there and I grab him. I'm all, you're all right, man, just breathe, help, help. The look on his face was priceless. I know he was probably sketching because he was about to drown, but I saved him.
I remember that so vividly because you almost killed me, you asshole.
Yeah, I know.
What was keeping you from swimming?
Dude, sorry.
What was keeping you from swimming?
So here's how it went down. He's 99% accurate. The only difference is that I grabbed his rope, right? And I was shaking it sideways. I was trying to get him off like this. He looked at me, and I swear to God, it was like the split second. He just kind of gave this quick little... I got you, right? I can almost read what he was thinking. Grabs my rope, plops me down. I go right with it. And we're going like, I don't know, 30, 40 miles an hour on the lake. All that water, dude.
Right up.
Right? So I dropped pretty much immediately. But I tell you, it went all in every crevice I have in my face. I could not breathe. I could not breathe. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is bad. Like, I couldn't get anything in. I don't even remember saying help. I just remember I could not breathe.
I remember help. Remember the look on his face. And I mean, we had life vest on, right? So he's floating, acting like he can't swim.
I was scared, you jerk.
And so I had to go over there and just reassure him he was fine. I just held on to him, just make sure he didn't go under the water. But, you know, that was a good little one.
What was pulling you guys 30 miles an hour?
It was a boat.
Oh, okay. Because that wasn't, I was like, wait, you're just on rafts at first. I thought that's all it was.
We were
okay.
Being towed on rafts from a speedboat.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get that either, David. I didn't.
I was at that spot that Stephanie wants to camp at.
Lake Buena Vista.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done that place.
Where that happened.
I hate that place.
I know. It's dirty, right?
Once on, a, Only time I was there was that camping trip. So
it's there's no hookups and it's really hot during the summer.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it was like the last time we camped, we ran our generator all day and all night. It was that hot because as soon as the generator went off, it would get immediately hot in the trailer.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when it comes to camping now in a trailer, like that's a must for me. I need hookups, dude.
Hmm. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. It's called glamping.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
I'm not doing no dry camping. Not me.
Yeah. That's what Lake Buena Vista is. It's like all dry. It's not fun.
Well, I do want to say congratulations. I know you had no part in it, Steve, because you're just a fan, but congratulations to your team for winning.
I had a part in it, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. What part did you play in it?
I own that team. Come on now. I've been a fan my whole life, but I don't say, so I'm one of those guys that annoy people or some people. Cause I'll say like, we won. Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah.
Did you see us play? We did great. Right. You're not on the team. And I'm like, yeah, sure, of course I am. I'm like it's like you buy stock into a team. Yeah. Like you can, the Packers actually, right?
You can, yeah. Packers. That's the only team, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel that way about my team, the Chiefs.
Now, why don't all teams do that? That'd be really cool if they did do that, right? Because then you'd feel like more like that is your, you could legit say we won.
I mean, I always do that.
Do you say we also?
I would say, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I think it's a common thing with, I would say most fans, but there are those that get really annoyed when you're like, you say it and they're like, who's we, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm in that category. I'm like, we, you weren't on, you're not on the team.
You're also the one who goes against everybody. So
yeah.
Go against every team that's playing the Chiefs,
yeah.
Jason. Yes.
Well, let me explain that a little bit to you, Steve. It's not a lack of love for you. No, I love you. You're one of my best friends, you know, and I do like the Chiefs, but I guess I got annoyed with the whole, I guess you just, they're in your face all the fucking time. You can't look away from TV in the middle of an NFL season and not see Travis Kelce with his double jab commercial and Patrick Mahomes. And then you add Taylor Swift to the mix, right? And now it's like, oh my God, I've had enough. I've had enough of it. I don't care about your stupid team.
I get it. We're the Patriots now, especially after winning this last one. Like no one wants to see us succeed next year unless you're a Chiefs fan. Nobody.
I mean, you're in my division. I never want to see the Chiefs win.
Right. Especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just making it
worse.
Your
team's going to do good this year. I really hate every move they're doing. I was telling David while we were camping. I hate every move they're doing because it's good.
Well, they're getting rid of all these players that have been successful on the team, but they haven't won anything. It's like, okay, we got to shake some stuff up.
And when you say your team, David, are you on the Chargers? Are you on that team?
Yeah, I went out for the team and I did make the third, fourth, fifth string somewhere in there.
Good, classic, good. Jason. But then you had a sore knee or some shit, right? Something like your arm.
100%. That's what happened. That's why I didn't go any further.
This is Jason. This is how he'll get you to throw his lunchbox.
Okay. No, I know he likes to. He loves poking the bear.
Yeah, absolutely. And right away, if you get a little defensive or quick, he knows. Okay, got him.
Got him.
And there it is.
Got him.
I'm gonna keep digging at that one.
Yeah. So at least he loves poking the bear.
At least I'm consistent. It's been how many years?
Everybody knows.
Yes, you are. You're good at it.
Too. And this is
your witty too.
This is actually leading into my story.
I love it. Please.
It's about the first time I met him.
Oh, right? I love it.
First time I met Jason. I was, you know, you guys worked in the same spot, but I kind of worked in a different spot, and I would come in all the time. And I started getting like closer with one of the guys that I can't think of his name now.
Kyle.
He loves hockey. No, it wasn't Kyle. He loved hockey. He's now like a cop.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Shouldn't say full names. I don't. Sean.
Yes, yep. Sean. And he was a Kings fan, and I'm a Red Wings fan. Mm. So we always talked hockey and talked a little bit of shit. Well, we're at Don's house for a party, and Sean says to Jason, "Hey, he likes hockey. Have you met David or whatever?" And he goes, "What team are you a fan of?" Jason says, "What? I'm a Red Wings fan." He's like, well, fuck you then, or something like that. It was something like, or no, he goes, oh, really? You're from Detroit? That's exactly what he said. First thing.
Right up.
Are you from Detroit? And I said, no, I'm not. He's like, you're an idiot or something like in that regard. Like it was like such a dick move.
He's like, oh, you're one
first
of those guys.
Yeah. Time actually meeting them.
Yeah.
And that's what he says. I'm like, wow, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Not kind of. He is. That's
true.
But he's, we love you though, bro.
Thank you, and he's walking away and I'm like, I've been a, I played hockey and I've been a Red Wings fan since I was 10, probably longer than he's been a fan. It was so funny.
Possibly.
It was like one of those, like, he was just like a straight, like, and this went back to dancing, whatever he was doing when Sean interrupted him. I'm just like, wow. He's kind of an asshole.
He kind of dismissed you immediately.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That was my very first experience with Jason Galbraith.
And now here we are. best friends.
Still thinks he's an asshole, though.
Well, that's true. I you know, I try to tame that as much as I can. But then
that's who you are.
That's who you are.
Yeah, but then I realized it's one of my superpowers. Why get rid of it?
Super witty too. That's what I've always been jealous of you about. Is that jealous is a strong word, but envious because he's so witty and quick.
Yeah.
And David has taken the your place over here with the dad joke, bro. I mean, he's gotten Michelle now laughing at everything. It's hilarious. Like I forget what he just said. I didn't actually catch on to what he was saying or hear it. I was focused on something else and she just started cracking up. And I was like, he's good at it now. He's got the dad jokes going. And what was the thing this weekend? You said nay about the horses and then we just kept going with nay. I don't know. It was like one of those weird.
Stephanie was and Michelle were both talking about something with, when you know pass an animal on the, when you're driving you would say whatever they're doing, like, you know, pass cow, and you, Stephanie would be like moo cow or something like that.
Right.
And somebody said something about a horse and I said, and I say nay,
yeah,
like just in the most weirdest way.
But he kept bringing it back then it became I say nay to, you know, every question that came up,
yeah, because someone else a little while later said something about yay and I was like, well, I say nay. Just went right back to it. It was stupid, but everyone was laughing. It was really dumb.
Well, I will say that to David's credit, he's been doing it a long time. I mean, on the difference between us, that was we annoyed the girls all the time with that stupid shit. We would be in our own little world laughing at our stupid jokes and the girls are so irritated on the podcast, like these guys, and we're snickering and then David's got his little Muttley laugh, which I absolutely love.
The thing that cracks me about David, he laughs at his joke before anyone gets it. He's the first one to laugh, right? So I see him start to laugh and then I get it and I start cracking up on top of it.
100% true.
Yeah. Funny.
That's pretty funny.
You know, we would always do in difference between us, we'd always do like him and I would have side jokes. And I think it's, you know, we're drinking. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we had the, what was that segment where we had to come up with a what something means?
Yes.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
You like guess what words mean in Urban Dictionary.
That was fun.
And Jason and I tried to top each other with which one was gross.
Yeah.
Like, or guess which one was the most funny comment you could say for
Chase, it. Chase would win at that game.
Yeah.
He probably would.
Oh, yeah.
I think he might win that.
No, he's got a, he's got a quick, dirty mind. See, there's like the clean dad joke type of, you know, stuff and wittiness. And he's got the.
We should do that on this show.
We should. Why not?
Urban Dictionary. That'd be fun. Because we're all old. We're all in our 40s now.
Yeah, we don't know what these things are.
We don't know what any of those are going to. We're not going to know what any of those mean.
We don't care.
And we won't care. But we'll all figure out funny stuff to say about them.
I agree.
Let's do that.
Well, I like it. I got a really cool story about, I know since we're on this theme, fuck it. We'll just roll. I got a really cool story about Adrian and how much of a loyal friend he is, right? We know he's not here. We know that part of Adrian as well. Right, which we love as well. We just respect and we love it. We just know.
Before we tell your story, I want to get a poll question on Adrian real quick.
Sure.
Do you think, because he still has yet to respond to our
right? text,
do you think he's seeing the text, yes or no?
No.
I don't think he has.
Oh, my, I disagree. I almost guarantee he has. I'll say, David?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like no.
Okay. I'll tell you why I think he's seeing it. Because I've worked out with Adrian a lot lately. And after hours, weekends, whatever it is, at home, he wears his Apple Watch. It notifies him. I was even like, this guy's undercover ignoring us. Okay. Adrian, I'm going to bet you got your Apple Watch on today. You saw this text for the group and you decided not to respond. Okay, back to you.
That guy. Well, here's a story about Adrian and how like loyal of a guy he is. I remember I was working I was working in the warehouse that Steve knows about. We worked in the warehouse together. It's where we met. And I was on a trip to Warner Robins. So I was out there for 3 weeks. And at the time, Mindy and I had a rental property. And something happened at the property where there was a plumbing issue and I couldn't be there to help Mindy with it. So I called Adrian and that dude stepped up, went over there, helped Mindy, helped figure the problem. And I think he might even have fixed the problem and stepped in and supported me and Mindy during that time when I was not around. I know it's not like a, you know, crazy elaborate story, but it just shows how, and like he just immediately stepped up to the plate and helped us out, dude. It was awesome.
He's the kindest person I've ever met in my life.
Super kind.
Yeah. And most, not just kind, loyal, but like best mannered person. Does that make sense?
It does.
Like he handles shit. Him and he teaches me things and I'm like, oh man, that's how I should treat people. Okay. That's good to know.
All right. I shouldn't be an asshole all the time. Dang.
Exactly.
I love it though.
That's a good response for that, Adrian. Wow. I'll have to try that sometime.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I was like, wow, I felt so relieved. I'm like, this guy, man, what a homie. I mean, it's not like we talk every day. At the time, we didn't talk every day. Yeah. And it was like, it just stepped in, man. I had nobody else. Yep. And he just stepped in and did it.
He's the kind of guy you would leave your kids with. Like, he would take care of you.
All right, so I got another thing, and I'm going to share it with you. This is going to be one of my other one things. So I got to come up with a lot more one things next podcast. But this one, David does know a little bit about.
Wait, it's hold like on. What number is
this? Five things.
We keep calling it one thing.
We're
going
to call this podcast five things.
You have a pad?
We're going to call
it. Show your notepad.
Where's your notepad, Jason?
It's what? I guarantee he has a notepad.
I have something. A little bit.
Yes, I knew it. But did they all say number one?
Shut up, David. Number one, shut up. Number two, shut up.
Number 5-1.
I mean, I'm glad you have stuff because I was like not as prepared because of driving and stuff today. So I'm glad you have stuff, but you can't keep calling it number one thing. Okay.
Fifth thing. I don't know the number. David knows about this because we shared it on the Jason and Mindy podcast. We found out recently that. Okay, so let me take you through. I'm trying to tell it as a good story. Okay, we've lived in this house for. I'm trying to be a good storyteller, is what I mean. Because I think, by the way, Adrian is probably the best storyteller. His story about his toe and then getting diarrhea from an open toe wound, which I still don't really believe. By the way.
Putting water from
the visual of his toenail flapping in the water.
Yeah, all that.
The visual of that, and then him talking about. Soaking it with the water from Mexico, giving him the shits.
I'm like, I don't know how that, but okay.
Absorbed through the toe?
Into your stomach? I don't think so. All right, but anyway. So we've been here for two years and, I don't know, 3 months in this particular house. We love the house. It was remodeled a little bit. I mean, they did some wonky stuff, but it's really nice. It's updated. We love the house. It's an older house, but it's got some updates. And we're sitting out front. We did a garage sale recently, and one of the neighbors started to open. There was all these little jokes, these little hints about somebody said something. Don't go to Taco Bell or something like that. Don't go to Taco Bell and come back. And we found out that in the conversation with one of the neighbors who lives to the right of us, that there was something that happened in this house before we moved in. Not directly before, but sometime down the road. Mm. And what we found out was that there was a lady who owned the home, who was dating a guy. And, then there was, her daughter that lived in the home as well. And one evening, the daughter said to the man, can you go get us some food from Taco Bell? And when he came back, he did, he went and got food. When he came back, his girlfriend had a knife in her chest. And she was dead.
What?
One of the homes in our house.
Ominous tones were needed right there.
Yeah. Like in the house?
Someone was murdered in this home.
So he murdered, then went to Taco Bell and got them food?
I messed the story up. The daughter did it. The daughter said, can you go get us some food? And when he left, she came back. Her mom was dead with a knife in her chest.
So she got the guy out of the house to kill the mom? Yep,
to kill her.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She blame him?
No, she went to jail. She's in jail now. This was in 2015. Since then, the house has been remodeled. It's had other people living in it. We don't feel any weird vibes here, but our neighbors across the street, who we've become really, really good friends with, they'd never told us. They didn't want to tell us, and they didn't want to tell us. We actually talked to them about it the other day. They didn't want to tell us because they told some other people that had moved in that they became friends with, and they got very upset that they weren't told sooner about it. People get weird about that shit.
Don't they have to disclose that?
Yeah.
They don't.
That's a California thing.
They don't. Really. They don't.
I thought, so out here, when you buy real estate, everybody knows, right? You have to disclose.
I think you only have to disclose it with the next owner. After that, you don't. Why would you have to, right? You don't have to continue.
Yeah, so Jason wouldn't have had to know, but the people before him should have been told when they bought.
I wonder if that's like the same here then. Maybe it is. Maybe.
I'm sure it is. I don't know do you have to disclose it forever? I mean, that's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't freak me out though. Like, who cares?
It didn't bother me, but we certainly gave our neighbors a hard time about, like, you didn't tell us what that, you know, because we're just messing with them.
There needs to be a whole podcast on this.
Yeah, we need to dive into this one and get like a true, you know, true crime thing or something. Or
yeah, you should have messed with the neighbors about it and be like, now wonder, it all makes sense. I've been seeing stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, you should freak them out, man.
You should have Googled what the lady looked like and then said, I saw her.
I see the shadow coming down the hallway.
I should. You're totally right. I should. That would have been fun. I hear stuff moving at night.
You still do that, actually, Jason.
You could probably still pull it off.
I'm going to do it.
You guys did that. I think you opened it up.
You know what I could do? This one. It's one of the things I could do because it was a kitchen knife. It was a kitchen knife in her chest. And you know what was weird? What she told me, what the neighbor told me too, was that the boyfriend, he had a flip phone at the time. He took pictures of it and then showed her and her young son at the time. You want to see pictures? And he showed her the phone and she's like, what am I? She's almost like, what the, what am I looking at? A dead woman? Isn't that crazy?
So, I have questions.
Sure.
One stab wound to the chest?
Well, it must have been a good one. I think it was
one.
It only takes one.
I get it, but generally with a stabbing,
usually there's a lot.
It's like a crime of passion, and usually you're just like a lot, right? And one through the chest plate?
A little bit weird.
She's just, she had been practicing and got accurate.
Front too? No defense?
Front.
No defensive wounds.
It's so interesting. That's an interesting.
It is interesting. Kill. So you get it why we need a, I know Stephanie's been wanting to do a murder podcast with Mindy.
So funny enough, Stephanie and I were talking about it on the way to Pismo, and we're talking about just her and I doing one.
Can you do it on this?
She's gonna do everything, and I'm gonna listen to it as if I've never heard it before, or because I haven't, obviously. Should, yeah. So I'm gonna be hearing the first time, and then kind of reacting to some of these, and we kind of been like. She's like, just do whatever jokes or whatever come your way. It doesn't matter. Cause we listened to this other podcast where these two like do grim reading and the other guy has never heard the story and his reactions are hilarious. So we're kind of like kind of going down that thing. I know it's not something you should really joke about cause it's crime and killing, but at the same time, why not lighten it up a little?
Podcasts are always inappropriate.
It's a bit.
It's also kind of ironic that she's wants you to joke and doesn't like your jokes.
Yeah, she doesn't. That's true.
She thinks they're great for his podcast, I guess. Oh, okay. I don't know.
So that means she really
likes she wants me to do like my movie quotes and all that kind of stuff. We're going to call it Crime Medicine.
I like that. I like that. It's cool. Yeah. So you guys should do this one.
It's a theme of bad medicine.
I'll never listen to it, but I like the idea.
Thanks, Steve.
I just don't listen to podcasts. You know, Jason knows that. Yeah, I'm bad about it.
He is bad about it.
Chase, we were talking about it.
Chase is here, by the way, guys.
Hi, Chase.
Hi, Chase.
Yeah.
I will listen to a podcast here and there.
Which one?
I listen to ours.
Oh, good job.
Our one episode.
Rogan. I've listened to Rogan before, especially with Bob Lazar. That one was really interesting. So.
Oh, that's a good topic to dive into.
Who's that?
I don't know how much time we got, but
Bob Lazar, you don't know who he is?
Huh.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Man. You find him pretty interesting.
Chase, what's up?
He used to work at Area 51.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard about that. Yep.
Yeah. First one that came out about S4 and
we all should the do aliens. This. Yeah, we should do this topic with everybody.
We should.
Francis and Adrian are here because I'm curious, like, poll question of, like, you know, thoughts and where they're at with that kind of stuff. And
the other day I went to listen to off topic of what you were just talking about, but Joe Rogan's podcast, I went to listen to it. It was 5 hours. I'm like, no.
Five.
Yeah. Holy. He had three guests. I mean, they're all like his buddies, but yeah. 5 hour podcast. I was like, no, I'm not listening to that shit.
That's so long.
5 hours to listen.
Well, Joe does. That's all. I mean, think about that. That guy makes some good money to talk.
I don't understand how you can get 5 hours of content. It's in one sitting.
Like, how do you digest that as a listener? Like, how do you do that as a listener? I don't have 5 hours to spend on Joe Rogan. I mean, that would take me 2 weeks to listen to that podcast.
Yeah, I guess you got to. Some people just do it while they're working out, or, you know, listen to things with a cleaning or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that do it for you know, if they have a commute. That makes sense. If you have an hour commute, you can get through it in five drives. But man, that's a lot.
So I guess the question, based on the murder that happened in our home, does that bother you? I think the only thing that bothers me about it personally is that I didn't know it prior, so I could get a little bit of a lower price on my house.
Doesn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me at all, one way or the other. Even for the price, Jason, after the fact, I'd be like, I don't care.
I think it makes your house more interesting.
Didn't the last house you bought out here have
somebody died? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's your thing, bro.
it's these older homes.
Yeah, right. But that wasn't a murder. It was just she died of old age.
Oh, death is death.
Murder's different. Murder's different. But that house, actually, the Lowtree house, we did feel stuff in that house a little bit. There was some vibes. But they were good vibes, like weird protective vibes. But there was definitely, we were only the second owners of that home. So you could feel the good energy in there, you know. And
the love was there.
Yeah, you really could feel the love. They raised a family there and it was there.
And you dedicated a whole room to the previous owners or you kept stuff from the previous owners, which I thought was cool as hell.
We still have some of it here even. It's pretty cool.
Like, was it the G in the matchbooks thing or something like that? Yep. That was all something from previous owner, right?
Yep. And we still have it. We still have it. So, yeah.
It's still tough to drive by your house.
Have you driven by it at all?
Oh, yeah. All the time. We go by the boulevard.
Do you go up the street, though?
No. No, no, no. I don't even like looking that way. It's like emotional. It's like, nope.
Yeah, I haven't been by there either.
It's kind of frustrating.
You were so funny when I was leaving too, man. You were just like real. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? I hate that you're leaving. Everybody else is trying to be supportive. You're like, nope, not doing that. Not supportive. Don't think you should do it.
I still don't.
Well, maybe maybe someday. I know it's funny, interesting, because I know Stephanie, you know, kind of broached the subject a little bit in a text exchange that you guys have been thinking about, you know, something else, another location. And who knows if that's just a thought or if it's a reality, but it starts to become a reality. I mean, you start to go, do I really want to retire here? Is this the place I want to live the rest of my life? You know, I mean, I've always wanted to live by the beach. And I just, California's hard to do that. You know that it is. You have to live in a tiny little shack to live by the beach. So sometimes you start going, it's funny when you start to break out of that limited thinking. And I'm not saying you guys are there, but that's the way I was, where I'm like, well, I don't really see any other way than California. But when another way opens up, you're like, wow, now I think I can do anything. Like, if I could do this and move all the way across the United States. Yeah, certainly there's bad things. Like, I don't get to see you guys. I hear about your Pismo trips and I wish I was a part of them, stuff like that. But you know, I mean, shit, man, I've never had a more successful music availability and career sort of than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. California was horrible for that, dude.
But that's kind of shocking, though. Shocking to hear that, because California is pretty big in music as well.
It is.
Why Florida so different?
Well, it's LA, like just in our little vicinity, right, of Lancaster, Palmdale, there's not very many places that feature bands. It is every bar out here. I mean, every bar has got a band on the weekends.
Yeah, we've had several people tell us the same exact thing, that move where you're at, or not quite where you're at, but just Florida in general.
So the bar we played at last night, it's called the Sandbar. It's right on the beach in Cocoa Beach. There was a band on before us. They played from 4 to 8, and then we played from 9 to 1. And that is every bar out here. There's a band playing. I've never been in, and then that's just Melbourne and Brevard County.
It's kind of weird to think about. You would think like this area would just be full of music and concert, but it's not.
It's not.
But they do have a lot of bands playing out here. You know, you look at
out here.
Yeah,
not here. Not where you guys are. There's not enough bars.
Transplants. I know they play. They have bands over there.
They did one place, start off the thing, but that's like one big venue, and then everywhere else doesn't really have anything.
Well, let me just put it into perspective, like how much it happens out here. Mindy's birthday was on Friday. We went to watch a band play. Now, I don't know if you're into Cali reggae and all that stuff. You might not be, but there was a band that came through town that was at a show that we went to. And the drummer is from the band Stick Figure. One of the guitar players is from another big Cali reggae band called Soja. And it's like a Cali reggae super band that came through Melbourne, Florida. Like these are big, the bands that they're a part of are large arena bands. They play these big, they play those big Cali roots tours and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff you get to see coming through. It's crazy, man. It blows me away that I'm in only 2 years in and I'm in three bands when I struggle to be in any kind of working band in California. I mean, I was in Jesse Vaz and Vil Rain, and Jesse barely wants to play. So you never really do get to play very much with him. And I'm seriously, man, I could probably, if I really wanted to, shift my focus and be a gigging musician for 3 to 4 times a weekend, probably.
Do it
with money.
With money, yeah.
Places like Burbank, though. Sweet. Places like Burbank is a little bit like
Burbank's different. LA's different. Yeah,
anywhere you're getting closer to LA is a little bit, you're gonna have a little bit more.
100%.
But think about just walking around Nashville.
Oh, Nashville's
every place had a band.
Nashville's every floor.
The first time Steph and I went to Nashville. We went to a really expensive steak place, really expensive, way off the beaten path. There was a guy playing.
Yep.
And he was fantastic.
Yep.
Like your tip, when you tipped for your meal was for him.
Hmm.
They even said it on the thing. Hey, your tip is for him.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got paid $142 last night. I mean, that's not a lot, but it's $500 plus they're tipping us like crazy and people are dancing out front. Yeah. I mean,
how many in your band?
There's four of us.
Four. So yeah, you chop that up
I mean, it's not like a lot of money. I mean, you put a lot more hours. It's the hourly rate is not what I make, but you know, at my regular job, but it's better than what I mean, I used to play gigs with my country band. I'd come out of that with $65 or some shit, dude. 4-hour gig, $65. I was like, oh, this is not worth it. It's not worth it.
Why don't you just do OF?
What's OF?
Put your feet on there or something.
Do what?
OnlyFans.
Shit, you're right. I should play with my feet. It's a great idea, man.
Use your forehead.
I should. Look at this thing. It's growing. I should.
Yeah, it's not even 4 anymore. It looks like 5.
Man. Just zoom in on the forehead.
That's a 6 head, bro. Look at this. And then this lighting. Look at how much longer it's gotten. I wish I could measure it.
Big forehead.
It is.
I don't know. I mean,
it's not that bad. Look at mine.
Man, I got nice hair.
You don't have the beaks.
My hair's so thin, you don't even see where my forehead begins and ends. Just gone.
He has to put something on his head to support. Are we recording
this?
Hair.
Video recording this?
No, I should be.
Oh, you should be. Yeah, it's great because when you look at this right now, like all I see are the headphones. It looks like I'm bald.
Why am I not video recording this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Not why bad. Aren't you? We're supposed to be video recording, Jason.
I'm horrible at this game. Yeah. All right, well, I'll start it now.
What am I paying you? $3.16 for every month.
Apparently for steamers.
Did I say steamer?
Yes, steamer.
On the text. Jason, I'm not paying $3.16 for a steamer.
I was like, what is he talking about? I misspell shit all the time, dude. All the time. That's hilarious. Well, we'll get this one little video.
By the way, I think we should rotate the cost.
If you want to do that, we can.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, it's an odd
$3.60. Yeah.
If I pay for the year, do I get a discount?
You do, actually. We could pay for a year. That's a discount. We could all chop that up. That's actually probably a
steamer. If anybody should take a steamer, it's this guy.
Well, he takes enough.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've never known anyone to takes as many shits as this guy.
Well, man, I feel kind of, I wish I would have been recording this. Damn it, Jason. What a dumbass. Oh, well.
That's okay, man. Don't beat yourself.
I'm really hard on myself. Well,
what's that painting behind you? Sorry, you had a
point. We bought this in Cambria. There was a place right on Moonstone Beach. Have you been to Cambria? You've been to Cambria, right?
I went with you, fool.
Fool?
That's right. Well, and we,
me too.
We
did. I also
that's right.
Went. Back when we were homeless camping.
That's right. We did homeless camping. That was fun.
Homeless encampments.
That was fun. Yeah, we've been there a couple times. Actually, David, you've been there too. You did say that. She's out of business, but we love this painting. That's back when I did yoga and stuff, and I was into that namaste stuff, and we bought this painting from her.
So you're gonna stay where? Where are you gonna stay?
I'm gonna stay here in California.
So for any big fans we get, the next podcast he records, you can look at the painting.
Well, no, I'm recording it now. We'll at least get a 2-minute clip.
Oh, okay.
Of something. Yeah, I should. You know why I didn't do it is because I was in the habit of not doing it because last time you guys were pixelated and this time you're not. I don't know what happened from the last two shows, but
it's just too many people. That's what it was.
Maybe. But anyway, I mean, I don't know if we got anything else to share. You guys got anything else you want to share on this podcast?
What else was I going to say, David? I thought I had one more thing. You
did say a couple.
I did.
No, I don't remember what it was now.
What do you think is your greatest accomplishment so far in life?
Oh, well, I can jump in quickly.
Go ahead.
I think I have a fast answer while you guys think about it. It's got to be the weight loss, bro. Has to be.
Yeah.
I think that the reason that's so significant isn't because of weight loss. It's kind of a popular thing actually nowadays, right? People can just see YouTubers that show their weight loss and hell, I've even heard of some people that will gain weight and then lose it just to show people how to do it. Anyway, I'm digressing. Point is, though, I lost 130 pounds, kept it off. This was over, 10, 12 years ago. But what's so significant about that is not that I lost the weight, but it really showed me that I can do anything I want to, right? Because Chase knows I was pretty much heavy my whole life to some degree. Played football. It was just always on the bigger side. And then it got a little out of control. But the reason it's so significant is because I never thought I could lose the weight. And then as Jason kind of mentioned, when we were having that discussion over lunch when I threw his lunch pail, that's why it was possibly one of the reasons why it was such a touchy subject, right, is because I was still heavy at the point. It was like I had tried so many things. I didn't know how to be successful. But Jason was one of the keys to my success. Because he was a relatively healthy person who just ate healthy for different reasons, right? It wasn't like weight wasn't his focus. And that click of the change of mindset, I guess, is what really made a difference for me. But it also really showed me when I was able to do it and stick to it and see it all come to fruition that I can do whatever I want to do, right? So, I mean, that led into me getting my degrees for school and other things and getting a master's degree and all these other accomplishments that I've had that and I try to pass that on to my kids, like, you know what? You set your mind to it, you'll absolutely do it.
That's great, man. I love it. And I agree with you. I mean, it was a great accomplishment. It was really, really awesome to witness. It was amazing how quickly you lost it all, too. You were really dedicated to that. You should be very proud of that.
1 year. Yeah.
Pretty wild. What about you guys? Greatest accomplishment?
I got to say, me getting my bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
After... shit, when did I go back? I think I was 43.
You finished years ago, right?
42.
Nice.
And I finished in 2.5 years.
That's great.
You know, so I think that was something where, you know, I did for many reasons, for myself, for my family, for my career, you know, and I think that showed me that I could do anything. It's yeah. never too late to do anything.
Right.
You know, and that was my biggest thing for my family, especially in my kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's never too late. You know, this is what you have to do to be successful. And I think I've done very well at doing that.
That's awesome, mm-hmm. man. David, what about you, man?
That was what I was going to say. Degree, is getting huh? my degree. And it was getting a STEM degree for that as well, because that was a little bit harder of a path, but getting that degree completely changed my career, all that stuff, changed my money. I feel like, because now obviously older son, I feel like it's like we don't have kids. We're like these, you know, dinks, as we say, dual income, no kids, and we both make enough that it feels like I'm like, I can just get over. If I want something, I just buy it.
Yeah.
It's that comfortability of, wow, I just can just buy what I want when I want it.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling. That's great. That's good. My greatest accomplishment is yet to come, but I will say that my greatest accomplishment would be my marriage to Mindy. I think that's my greatest accomplishment.
What I meant to say, Michelle, my greatest accomplishment was you. I said that at the beginning before we started recording.
I only say that because I'm a child of divorce. I don't know if you guys are, but you might not be. No. Steve, you weren't. Chase?
I was, but it wasn't until much older. But there's a long story to it. I believe my parents should have split up back when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. Maybe preteen, but they never did. They stayed together, I'm assuming because of me, but... I think they split up when I was in my mid-20s, finally, you know, but it was there for many years.
It's like one of those marriages, you felt it and made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that same exact story as you, same exact. My parents didn't, they divorced after 25 years. Right. And they should have divorced years before that, many, many years before that, because it was torture, you know. I mean, I love my parents, but it was difficult to remain. And so what's interesting about that, and I don't know if you've had that same experience, Chase, but I brought a lot of that same sort of toxicity into my marriage early on, and I had to really undo that. We were really young, though. I don't know when you and Monica got together, but Minnie and I have been together for a long time. I mean, it's coming up on 26 years or something like that. So we were kids, and I didn't have any relationship skills, man, and I had to learn them, and I learned them all with Mindy. So that's why I say it's my greatest accomplishment, because we many times over saved our marriage, many times over, you know, and chose our marriage over, we made it our priority over everything else. So
that was one thing I told myself that I'm not going to do, is I never wanted to be how my parents were in their relationship. Also with the way that they raised their kids. Mm. Those are things that I am deviating from, and I will continue to not go that same route, you know? So
this is really, so not to exclude you, Jason, sorry. This is about the kids though, right? And here's the question. Every kid seems to have some viewpoint of their parents. Mm. It's kind of negative to some degree. I think most could agree on that, right? We're all kind of saying that.
Yep.
Do you think that your kids are going to have that same mentality?
Yes.
Right?
And I hope you learn from both to not do the same things I did in this respect, but take away the good things in this respect.
But isn't it crazy to be in that role now and wish you could not make those mistakes, but you know you're going to?
Yeah.
But some of them, I mean, we all make mistakes. That's a given in life. But at the same time, there are certain things where, you know, relationship-wise between, you know, husband and wife, where you can't do certain things to show your kids on how your relationship is. Mm. You know, those things should be kept a little bit more private and not out there in the open. Mm. You know, those are the things that are going to scar your kids, and your kids are always going to remember. You know, I mean, Jason, I'm pretty sure you remember a lot of things from
100%
from back in the day, and you know, it's always going to stick with you. And those are things I always told myself that I'm not going to be like that.
You know, it's funny though, Chase, and I really respect you for this. It's one thing to say it, you know, it's another to do it. It's one thing to say I'm going to be that, and it's another to do it, because it's really difficult when you have, you can say it all day long, but then all of a sudden you get in that situation and you, there's a part of you that's just, that's like, they call it habit energy in Buddhism, where it's this thing that just takes you, takes over you, and you end up going down the same roads that maybe your parents would have or something like that. So I commend you for when you say it, no, I'm not doing that. And even more importantly, you catch yourself in the moment from going there and you don't do it. I'm sure you've had mistakes, but the thing is to actually, you know, follow through on what you say is pretty valuable.
It's called breaking the cycle.
Basically. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And I can tell you guys, I don't think that if I had kids, I would have broken the cycle. Maybe I would have, I don't know. It's hard to say that, but I maybe with having a kid there, it would have been different, you know, but we learned from a lot of the same mistakes that our parents did. The one thing we did differently, this is one of the things I offer to a lot of young, or I would offer to young couples is, never take your relationship outside, you know, never complain about your spouse to other people. That's one thing you should never do. My dad did that a lot. I hope my dad doesn't listen to this, but he did that a lot with my mom, and he did it to us as kids. And it was horrible, you know? And that was one thing I agreed to never do, never complain about Mindy to other people. And I think that was one rule that really just did save us. I mean, we had nobody to turn to, right? If I can't complain to you, Steve, about Mindy, then I got to go home and fix it. You know what I'm saying? If I can't go and just air it out to my boys, I don't want you guys to look bad at Mindy, you know, in a bad moment, because it's a bad moment. And now it shapes your view of her, that kind of thing, right? So it made me do is it forced me to go home and fix it. Whatever it was, go home and fix it. So anyway.
I agree, but I don't. And I say this for this reason is because, you know, we're human. We need people to talk to, right? And I understand that we need to talk to our spouse about the issues that we're having, and that's fine. But also sometimes, and I am going to say this, there are some issues that I've have talked to Steve about, for instance, you know. But he gives some good insight. You know, and maybe that makes me realize a little bit better, you know, that, hey, yeah, maybe it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you definitely want to go home and fix those things. I'm always one for fixing things anyways, you know, but you just get a different perspective. And I look at it as kind of like therapy. We all need somebody to talk to, you know, and, you know, get your mind right, you know, look at differences of opinion, and that's fine. You know, and I think Steve has helped me like quite a bit when it comes to, you know, some points of my marriage. You know, do I tell him everything? No. Have I told him some things? Yeah. You know, has he helped me out? Of course. You know, and I thank him very much for it.
That's great.
I think there's a difference though between complaining about something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. And just like talking to your boy about a situation. Yeah.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
You got to air it off sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, that was one of the best pieces of advice. Jason has said that same thing numerous times, and I took it with me to my marriage for sure. Because we podcasted before we were married, and we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it felt like that was like, I'm taking that and using that piece of it as an advice thing for my marriage, because I shouldn't be talking shit about my wife. Now, complain, like having like that, like you said, the boy come like, oh, well, and someone giving that other point of view is great as well. So there's times to do it and sometimes not to.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I just never wanted to. And I respect what you say, Chase, but I look at you and Steve as a different story, right? You guys have been friends for a very long time. You're brothers. I mean, you guys are like, you're pretty well connected, and I don't blame you for that. That's just not something I would ever do, because I never want to throw any bad light on my spouse. And because in that moment, you might not be feeling so great about your spouse, right? And I never wanted anybody to see her in any other way than the way they see her. No, I don't want to shape that at all. And that's because of my experience with my parents. But I respect that you do also need your friends, you know, to give you some perspective.
I think it also depends like on the friend too.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Nothing against anybody, but you know, like I know Steve has an open mind. Steve's never going to change his opinion about my wife. And that's a good thing. He's never going to look at her in a different way, regardless of what I say or talk about, You know, so that is a plus. You know, there's other people who would be like, oh, hell no, F that bitch. And, you know, it's just it's
true.
Like,
they're going to have your back, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, add fuel to the fire, if you will. You know, and Steve's not like that, and I'm glad he's not.
Yeah.
So
there's some good qualities Steve has for sure. He's very neutral on stuff like that. He was a good boss, too. I enjoyed him as a boss. He was a good boss of mine. Probably one of my favorite bosses.
Excuse me. I was talking about you as an employee recently. I was like, yeah, you know, Jason killed it. I was like, he to the day, still the best.
Because wow. Thanks, man.
He took ownership of everything, jumped into it 100%, and just got creative. And I love to just kind of help you just talk through stuff. That was those were some.
Yeah.
It was a short time, right? I mean, it was a year. I don't even
know. It was just a little over a year. Yeah.
That sucked. But while it was there, it was fun. That was a lot of fun to collaborate with you, right? And go, what do you think about that? Oh, okay. Well, go for it. You're like, really? Yeah, do it. Let's see what happens. It was awesome.
It was good times. Well, we missed the other guys. I mean, Francis had something going on today. We don't know where Adrian is still. So
he still has not responded.
He's on a milk.
I guarantee he's on the text.
He's on a milk carton somewhere.
I absolutely cannot wait till the next time we're working out talking about this because it'll happen. And I'm going to go to your podcast. What's that?
He just said something about a milk carton. And it reminded me of something, another thing we could talk about in another podcast is things that we remember that are no longer around.
Oh, good. Write that down, Jason, because you got the notepad.
Bro. I don't have a pen, though.
We remember the milk carton.
You're our DJ, bro.
We remember the milk carton. What other things like that do you remember that is no longer around?
Oh, yeah, that goes
that's
so
a good
well
one, dude. That's a good one. We got to do that for sure.
Well, we got to do that.
Can somebody in there who has a pin write it down? I don't have a pin.
They don't have pictures of missing kids on milk cartons anymore, though.
I have a phone that you can like.
That's write true. I don't use it. Mine. That's one area where I'm super old. Mindy goes, just make a note. Just talk.
Just
to
write it.
It
down.
Just
like
talk to it. And I'm like, I don't have a pin or a notepad.
You can talk to your phone. And it'll
I'm so old. Siri, can you save this note for me? She probably would, right? If I said that.
Oh, yeah, man. We probably already did. We're probably going to get advertisements to milk cartons now just by listening to us.
Isn't that wild? That's another thing. We got to talk about that too. Well, anyway, this has been fun. Thank you guys for,
are we wrapping it up already?
I mean, it's been,
how long have we been recording?
It's like it's an hour and 36 minutes, but I won't use all of it because it was front loaded some of it. But yeah,
like we need to get,
we could Joe Rogan this shit and go all night long if you want.
We should do that. We should do
four more hours.
4 hours later.
It's been fun though.
It's been good. Good seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
You better get here next time.
And you know, we'll end the podcast. Well, we'll chat a little bit afterwards. And I got about 18 minutes of recorded time that'll go on YouTube. So that's good. And sweet. I will say to the listeners, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see our dumb faces. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can listen to it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you can get podcasts. They're all on everything now. So, but this has been the Honey Badgers podcast. Thank you guys very much. Stick around because we'll talk afterwards. But that's it for now. We'll talk to you guys soon.